News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. And it's a beautiful day. The rain has cleared out of here, so we've got a great show lined up for you this morning. And we're going to kick things off with a bang right away because I have Jennifer Harrison is here in the studio. And, of course, you know she is the events coordinator with Miss Michelle Salzman, who is calling in this morning. Good morning, Michelle. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
There she is. Well, nothing new in your world, is there?
Not at all. You know what? The first priority is our community, and we are so excited about Saturday morning.
Oh,
so
good. Well, first of all, congratulations on throwing your hat in the ring. We really appreciate your service to the community. And so, speaking of which, we do have a big event coming up on Saturday. So both Michelle and Jennifer are here to talk about that this morning.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Okay, so tell us what's happening. Start with the day and the event and everything.
So Saturday.
Go Jen. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Saturday morning, we will be doing our Thanksgiving food distribution at Marcus Point Baptist Church. So we'll be giving away at least 300 boxes, probably more, of food from Farm Share. And then we also give away a box of Thanksgiving, basically Thanksgiving in a box for 350 people.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So we have partners like the butcher shop who donates chickens. And then we have several other sponsors, Kevin Stevens, International Paper, Aaron Erskine, Ace Unlock, State Farm, FPL, and more. We'll go through them all in a little while. That help us put this on. So we couldn't do it without the community, without our partners. They help us collect money, give us boxes, forklift, whatever it is. And then I have a team of volunteers and we...
And they do all the shopping?
Put it out. Yeah.
Do they do all the shopping, put everything together for you?
We order it, pick it up.
Whew, that sounds like an undertaking.
It's like an assembly line. We just get them out there and they fill boxes.
So what time does it start?
So we will have cars that will start going through. The sheriff's office will let them through about 7:30. But okay. I have volunteers coming between 5 and 6 a.m. to get everything done.
Do you still need more volunteers?
Always.
We can always
use more volunteers.
Okay. How do they get in touch with you to sign up if they
want
to help out?
They can text me or call me at 850-324-2744. And I will get them connected and tell them where to be and all the details.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So now how does someone qualify to receive this?
Michelle, you want to take that one?
We don't do any qualifications at all. We just, if you want food, you show up.
Okay.
You can even walk up. I mean, we don't care how you come, just come as you are and get the food that you need for your family. When we created this years ago, because we do this every 3 months, it was interesting to hear that some food distributions, like you have to live in that district, you know, that county or that zip code or whatever. And I don't want to put any stipulations on it. I just want people that are hungry to be able to get the food. And as long as we have it, we're going to hand it out.
Well, that's pretty incredible because I have heard of restrictions before or mm-hmm. certain things that you have to prove, have ID, that kind of thing. So this is really great for those that don't have that and are in desperate need.
Yeah, and there's a lot, especially during the holidays.
Yeah,
we want to make sure that they are taken care of at least as much as we can do.
So will you be able to be out there, Michelle, on Friday?
Oh, heck yeah. I always show up. Now, Jennifer will tell you I don't show up when she shows up.
No.
But, she gets there. I tell her she's the best because she'll get there at like 4 or 5 in the morning and I roll in at like 7. And of course by 7 o'clock, everything is done. And it's such a machine. We call it the Chick-fil-A of food distribution because it's so smooth. It's so smooth. I mean, we've never had a complaint about being disorganized or about somebody not knowing where to drive or traffic or anything. It's really a smooth operation, and that's because Jennifer is such an incredible leader. She knows how to get people to come together and delegate and execute in a good way. And I get the privilege of being a part of it, obviously, and collaborating the efforts. But I mean, really, hats off to all of the volunteers. Hundreds of people come out. We need everybody that comes, but we are never so short that people feel like they just can't take it anymore. You know, sometimes you show up at places and there's only five people, and then you're working so hard and you feel guilty about trying to leave because nobody's there to take your place. But not the case here at all. Lots of people will be there. It will be a wonderful time, a great day for the community, and a great way to kick off the week of Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And I wanted to just put a little thing out there to folks that are listening this morning. If you know someone that's a senior or elderly or possibly disabled that may not be able to get out there, check in with your neighbor and see if maybe that you can give them a ride there. Sometimes people can't drive. A lot of times that people that are the most needy, just check in with a neighbor. You might know somebody that might need a little transportation there. I think that would be a great thing to do.
And we have people that will come and get boxes for their neighbors. So they just have to let us know.
That's great.
So, I mean, we do have to limit how many we give to a car.
Right.
But if there's a specific, you know, need, they just have to talk to us because we want to make sure as many people get it as possible. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got really lucky. Kia came in with a big donation, helping us sponsor some Big Brothers Big Sisters family. So, we are actually first time that we've done this, but we're going to sponsor some Big Brothers Big Sisters families and coordinating with our local chapter to get those the food supplies to the headquarters, and then they're going to deliver it to the family. So the fact that you mentioned that, you know, if you have a neighbor in need, I mean, it's really wonderful to be able to partner with so many community organizations to make sure that the people that need it most are getting it. But you definitely are welcome to come out and get food for your neighbor. We don't know you're getting it for your neighbor. We don't care who you're getting it for. We don't care what you drive, if you walk. None of that matters. Like, no judgment here. You know, we just want to love on the community. It was part of the reason why I ran for office in the first place, just needing to have, you know, people that are willing to get out there and boots on the ground and just connect with the individual. So I'm really passionate about this, as you can tell, but couldn't do it without Jennifer. I mean, she keeps me in line, so...
And that's no easy task, I'm guessing.
No, it's a full-time job.
She's laughing. I was just about to say, she's laughing at me because it's so, I don't know how she does it. And some days, I mean, I'm all over the place, but people always ask me, how do you do so much? And I'm like, well, I don't really do it. I just have great people that that are a part of my team and lift me up. So kudos to Jennifer, Kevin Stevens, Chip Simmons, the County Board of County Commissioners, Aaron Erskine, Kia Autosport, State Farm. I know I'm missing tons of people. Cool Companies, Crew of Priscus does a big way, Ace Unlocks. I mean,
FPL,
it's so many organizations.
Ascend, IP.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so give us a time.
Comes in big too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Give us the time and the place again, and then we're going to go to break. So
Marcus Point Baptist Church this Saturday, November 23rd. Cars will start going through the line at 7:30, but you want to get in line earlier because it's first come, first serve. Unfortunately, when we run out, we run out. So we have people that get there pretty early to line up, but we'll have cones and everything ready to go, so you'll know where to stop.
Sounds great. Okay, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We have Michelle Salzman on the line and Jennifer Harrison here talking about our food giveaway distribution this Saturday. So we will be back in just a minute.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and then we have on the line from, I believe she's in Tallahassee, Michelle Salzman, our representative for the Florida House of Representatives 1st District, and Jennifer Harrison is here, and together they are coordinating quite the event this Saturday, and it's perfect timing, just in time for Thanksgiving. Good morning, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about what's happening this weekend.
Well, we have a lot going on this weekend. My daughter gets married on Friday. Oh, wait, you weren't talking about
that. Oh, my goodness, girlfriend. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, my daughter gets married on Friday, food distribution Saturday morning, Creek Fest all weekend. My tribe is super excited about that. And then, of course, you know, the congressional race that I have thrown my hat in. Certainly not haphazardly. That was a very calculated decision, but the food distribution, the concept of it, you know, Farm Share is a statewide nonprofit organization that provides fresh food to communities through senators and state representatives. You have to be a seated lawmaker to qualify for the sponsorship to bring that food in, but they bring all that food in, and then International Paper provides all of the boxes, because we have to box these things up in sets. And then Gulf Power always, FPL. Sorry.
I say that all the time. Don't worry.
Oh, my, it's hard.
I know.
It's hard. But FPL comes in with breakfast and feeds all the volunteers. It's just so wonderful. And then, of course, you've got Lewis Bear Company, David Bear, just super sweet friend. He always says yes, even though sometimes it's really bad. It's like 3 a.m. He's having to drive the refrigerated truck somewhere, but he never says no. He loves serving the community. So he's providing the refrigerated truck. He'll drive that over to the butcher shop, who will donate all of the fresh meat for the event. And then I have Grocery Advantage does everything at cost for me. So I get all of the food purchased in bulk, you know, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, wow, the cranberry sauce, corn, green beans, everything. I mean, we get everything. We get it at cost. And then, of course, Jennifer coordinates all that. I don't know where she finds the time, because she's so many things to so many people. But she, thank goodness, her and her man love giving back, because I couldn't do it without her. So I mean, the concept is just the whole community loving on one another. When I do it, I don't do it alone. I bring in the sheriff, who always shows up. That man is at every food distribution. He doesn't just show up for pictures. He loves walking the line and just visiting with the constituents and saying hi and taking pictures. He's really good at it. But he comes, he brings all his deputies, and he doesn't charge us for that. And that normally is like $150 per deputy. And the reason why our food distribution is so smooth ran, because we have all the deputies that really get out there and the cadets. And, I mean, they show up for us. The county commissioners come out, school board members, superintendents, you know, ECUA, Kevin Adams, huge, huge guy in this. I mean, I couldn't do it without him. Anytime I'm short on money, I just shoot him a text and the money shows up. So
that's not a bad connection.
I mean, you can't be friends. I know, man, I'm telling you, my friends are just so incredibly giving. And they love that I can bring it together. And I love that they're willing to provide a small component. So, you know, just trying to give you a picture of all the little spokes in this wheel, and together when we collectively combine, we create such a big gift. And not one and done, and not just once a year. This is every 3 months we are coming in strong. And I mean, they never waver. We've been doing this for 4 years nonstop. And so it's a great opportunity. And we always have new people that come in and say, I want to sponsor and I want to volunteer. I think we have all of the originals. Jen, has anybody ever left? I feel like they love it so much they haven't left. Is there? I hate to call them out like that, but I can't think of anybody that started with us and isn't still there.
No, sometimes they have to rearrange or send somebody else, but we have the same. We have a very strong volunteer base of people who just show up. And the second I send a press release, I get new people that call.
That's so great.
And email and text. So
if someone's listening this morning, wants to volunteer, yep, or maybe even donate, I'm assuming you will take donations and new sponsorships if needed. What's the best way to reach you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, my cell phone, I'll get it with Michelle. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
She's my handler. She's my handler. She's like, she coordinates all of it. But yeah, we increase every time. I think we started at like 200 families three years ago, and then went to 250, and then 200, then 300, and now 350. And so it just keeps growing. And as long as the need is still there, we will continue to do this. And if I'm not in this seat, and which probably not, I know that the person that takes my place will carry that torch. So this will be something that we carry for generations, I hope. It's a great thing to do. The community certainly depends on it. They know that every year they can have that Thanksgiving meal if they just show up somewhere in the North End. And we've even had people that showed up that we ran out of food, or they messaged us and said they couldn't make it. And we find ways to get them food. So we get, it's every food distribution, it never fails. Jen will tell you, there'll be messages to the page, messages to us individually saying, I really need food, I miss the distribution. And partnerships with people like Tim Chandler with Be the Miracle, at his church, we still get them that meal. So we don't turn people away, regardless of the timing of it. And we have people email us recently that said, I can't make it there, I don't have a car. So my staff, my state staff is volunteering on Saturday to go deliver the food to these people's homes. So this community just has a big heart. You know, Pensacola is just full of philanthropic and loving individuals. So very fortunate, fortunate. Everybody, come on out Saturday morning. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to break real quick, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes on News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. And we're talking with Michelle Salzman this morning. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area. And this holiday season, they're featuring Baby Lock machines with many models in stock and starting at just $249. Radiance, the newest Baby Lock model, will be arriving soon. Black Friday deals include get a free Baby Lock trolley carrying case or a machine cover with a machine purchase. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg this morning, and we have Michelle Salzman here, along with Jennifer Harrison, talking about a fantastic food distribution event coming this Saturday at Marcus Point Baptist Church. And Jennifer, you want to talk a little bit about how people can get in line, what they need to do?
Sure. So this Saturday, the 23rd, at Marcus Point Baptist Church, that address is 6205 North W Street. We will have sheriff's deputies kind of monitoring the entrances and exits, but you'll see where to line up. Get there early. We'll start pushing cars through about 7:30. So I suggest getting in line earlier than later to make sure you get all the goodies. That we'll be giving out food. If you want to volunteer, get there at 6 a.m. Just shoot me a text, and I'll get you hooked up. Yeah.
And there's no restrictions.
There's
you
no
don't
restrictions.
Necessarily have to live in a certain county or anything like that.
Nope.
Just get in line.
Just get in line.
And from the sound of it, sounds like you're going to have all the goodies for Thanksgiving.
Yes. So besides the Farm Share box, which we usually give somebody about 2 weeks of food, depending on how many are in their family, we also have what we call a Thanksgiving in a box. So we'll have a chicken, since it's smaller. So we'll have a chicken donated by the butcher shop. David Bear will be bringing us a reefer to keep it cold. And then we have all stuffing, green beans, all the things in that box. So you'll get a box of food from FarmShare and then a box for Thanksgiving. So you'll have everything you need for your meal.
That sounds like a win-win to me. So thank you so much for doing this. This is such a service to the community. And you know, there are people out there that are hurting this year.
There are.
And this is really going to be a very important event for them. So be sure. And if you know somebody that's in need, let them know about it. And again, we will make sure that they get some help this year. Michelle, thank you so much for being on Pep Talk this morning. Good luck with the campaign. And Jennifer, thank you too.